data on anti-Muslim racism being distorted for politics. I'm Ray Hanania. American Muslims are being exploited like pawns in a giant political football game between the left and the right. Each side wants to twist and distort data regarding anti-Muslim discrimination to suit their own agenda and narrowing it to address the generic concerns of Muslims while avoiding the more controversial issues of Arabs that leads to an unwanted discussion of anti-Palestinian biases. The concern isn't about what's best for Muslims or even for Arabs in America. Keep in mind that most Americans don't distinguish between Arab Muslims and Arab Christians. So when someone says they hate Muslims, they also mean they hate Christian Arabs too. The concern is about politics and how politicians might exploit the issue to improve their standing and undermine the standing of their political foes. The sad thing, though, is that most Muslims and Arabs don't recognize they are being taken advantage of for political reasons. They think that when someone on the right or the left speaks out against anti-Muslim bigotry, they are taking a religious and moral stand against bigotry, discrimination, and racism by speaking out in defense of Muslims in America. That is not the case, though. That is not what is being done. All you have to do is examine the data released recently by the FBI to know that Muslims and Arabs are being played. I have a chart of FBI data compiled by the reputable Pew Research Center that follows the ups and downs of anti-Muslim discrimination and hate crimes that's available on my website at thedailyhookah.com. It's titled Anti-Muslim Assaults at Highest Level, they claim, since 2001, and which is fascinating that they want to blame it on, of course, Donald Trump. But the statistics are interesting when you look at it. In 2001, there were 93 anti-Muslim assaults that were reported. In 2015, and Trump only launched this campaign in the middle of 2015, there were 91 anti-Muslim assaults. Between that, though, the average was about 40 from 2002 to 2014. Politicians and their news media allies want you to see how incidents of anti-Muslim hate assaults have increased dramatically during 1 year, 2015. That year shows the hate assaults against Muslims has spiked and is slightly higher than the benchmark of increased anti-Muslim and anti-Arab hatred that followed in the wake of the September 11, 2001 terrorism. The only difference, and it is significant, is that the incidents of hate-driven assault took place in a very tight period of 10 weeks at the end of the 2001 year immediately after the terrorism. The data for 2015 spans the entire year. Also keep in mind, as I mentioned, that when the United States reported anti-Muslim hate in 2001, they were including hate-driven assaults against individuals who not only were Muslims, but also Arabs, many of whom were Christian Arab. Policing agencies in 2001 didn't distinguish between Arabs, Muslim, Christian Arabs, Muslim Arabs, or non-Arab Muslims. Activists on both sides of the political fence, especially those who supported the presidential candidacy of Hillary Clinton, the hoped-for successor to President Barack Obama, asserted the spike in anti-Muslim hate assaults is the direct result of the campaign rhetoric of Republican candidate and now President-elect Donald J. Trump. Trump launched this candidacy in June 2015, but the heat of the election rhetoric didn't boil over until the beginning of 2016. It will be interesting to see the data for 2016. The truth of the data is more disconcerting and is being ignored. America is a society driven by racism and discrimination. Racism and discrimination against Muslims and Arabs has always been very high, but it was not fully documented prior to September 11, 2001. The disturbing aspect of the data that is being pushed aside for political reasons is the reality that the worst acts of anti-Muslim hate, not even including anti-Arab hatred against Christian and secular Arabs, took place not during the Clinton-Trump election fight, but during the first 7 years of the Obama administration. The attempt to narrow the public's focus on 2015 misses the bigger picture that anti-Muslim hate has been steadily increasing since it jumped dramatically in 2009 when Obama was elected president. In the prior 7 years, looking at the chart, the average incidence of hate assaults was 36 per year. But during the Obama administration, the average incidence of hate assaults has been 61 per year. That's almost double. Is the cause of the hate assaults really the political rhetoric of one candidate in 2015 and 2016, as some selfish political activists are trying to argue? Or has the increase in hate assaults been the direct result of a societal trend in which Muslims and Arabs have been vilified across the board? The truth is that the one common denominator driving hate against Muslims and Arabs and the increased assaults has been the racism and discrimination by the mainstream news media in the United States. The U.S. mainstream news media has grabbed extremist rhetoric from both the left and the right and emboldened it on the front pages of their news media in print, on radio, and on television talk show. The mainstream American news media is the engine that has been driving hatred and racism against Arabs and Muslims in America for years, and it is the mainstream American news media that has fueled the increases, not just in the past 18 months of the presidential election campaign, but since September 11, 2001. It isn't just their writing which has wrongly stereotyped all Arabs and Muslims as violent terrorists, but it has been their practices too. The media's refusal to hire Arabs and Muslims on their staffs to write not only news and feature stories about the Arab and Muslim community in America, but opinion commentary, op-eds that often define how Americans see the important societal issues and trends. Sirius XM has been the most anti-Arab radio medium, slotting only one Arab to host the show when they should be slotting several to give the Arab and Muslim community a voice. The mainstream American news media is the enemy of justice. They are the real alt-right that promotes hatred, bigotry, racism, that enables bullying, assaults, and even killings. Arabs and Muslims are presented in the mainstream American news media as the villains by focusing on the extremism of a small handful of fanatics. In contrast, the mainstream American news media ignores the everyday achievements of Arabs and Muslims. They fail to report on the positive contributions millions of Arabs and Muslims make in American life every day. An example is in Chicago, where Mayor Rahm Emanuel spoke about respecting diversity in all people of all faiths and races and ethnicities. But in truth, his administration continues to fail to address the needs of American Arabs and Arab Muslims. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner is no better. It was Rauner who signed into legislation discriminatory bills that punish Arabs and Muslims who criticize Israel, a foreign country. The legislation was introduced by two Democratic state legislators who claim today to be supportive of Muslims, State Representative Ira Silverstein, a Democrat from the 8th District, and State Representative Sarah Feigenholz, Democrat from the 12th District. That legislation punishes any organization that criticizes or condemns or boycotts the illegal settlements Israel has created in the West Bank of Palestine. How can they claim to support Muslim rights while denying fundamental rights of free speech to Arabs and Muslims who challenge the policies of a foreign country that discriminates against them, Arabs and Muslims? It is hypocrisy at its worst. These hate-filled policies didn't happen under President-elect Donald Trump. They took place under the policies of outgoing President Barack Obama, his Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and the very Democrats who are attacking Trump and blaming him for society's ills. Wake up, people. It doesn't mean President Trump has all the answers. It doesn't mean President Trump won't make mistakes. But it does mean that the political BS of the left is worse than the reality of what is being said today. I'm Ray Hanania. Thank you for listening to my column commentary podcast at thedailyhookah.com. My columns address issues from around the world, including news, politics, and slice of life topics from Chicago to Jerusalem. This podcast is an audio production of those print newspaper columns, and it also features other independent audio productions. My mainstream columns appear in the Des Plaines Valley News newspaper, the Southwest News Herald newspaper, the Regional News newspaper, and the Reporter newspapers every Wednesday and Thursday in Chicagoland, and are viewable online at thedailyhookah.com. My columns on the Middle East appear every Thursday in the Arab News newspaper and online at arabnews.com. Don't forget to download my free podcast app from the Apple Store and visit my website, thedailyhookah.com, to keep up with my life and writing. Thank you.